This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson. Here's something to think about.
When is an election not just about the immediate politics? There was an interesting op-ed written by my friend Rick Manning from Americans for Limited Government that addressed that. And earlier this week on News Talk STL, I caught up with him and talked to him about whether or not this particular election is frankly bigger than what we're giving it credit for. Here's how that went.
I wanted to talk to you about the op-ed that you published on Daily Torch and DailyTorch.com, the battle for the soul of America. And let me start with that premise in that, you know, elections are elections, policies are policies, politics is politics. What is it about this moment in time that you see as something bigger than that? And we are talking about a battle for the soul of America. So kind of define your viewpoint on that.
Sure. First of all, thanks for having me on. I think this is a really important topic, and I'm glad you brought me up because I've written about it a number of times. And the fact of the matter is, everybody was shocked in October of 2008, right before the election, when Barack Obama declared that this was about the fundamental transformation of America. At that point, he announced that the very character of who America is and what America is going to be in the future was going to be under debate. It's going to be a fight. It was going to be in the political realm. And this was after he pretty much had the election won, so he wasn't really risking anything. But he was laying out an agenda that was to fundamentally change the DNA of our country. And in doing that, the subsequent results have been, we've seen monuments to founding fathers torn down. We have seen names, George Washington High School in San Francisco having the name changed because George Washington is somehow not worthy of having a high school named after him. We've seen a general contempt from a significant portion of our population to the founding fathers, the founding documents, and the very DNA that makes America, which is that we have limited government with individual rights, and that all men are created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The very essence of who we are as a country has been up for debate. And if you have any doubt, Joe Biden said so at least three times during his presidency, most notably during his speech in front of the Red Independence Hall speech, in front of the Independence Hall, where they got the lighting wrong. It looked like he was in hell. But he declared it. He declared it as a battle for the soul of America multiple times. So when somebody keeps telling me it's a battle for the soul of America, I figure we better believe them. And this is different, just to be clear. It's different than the individual souls that we fight to bring to Christ so they have eternal salvation. Completely different. This is about the DNA of America. It's about what makes us tick. It's about who we are as a people, and if we are a people, and if we're going to move forward as a people.
Okay, Rick, there's a lot of talk about America being, you know, divided, maybe to the point of left and right seeing completely different things and unable, or I don't know, maybe unwilling to bridge that gap. Is it possible to get things, including political debates, kind of back to normal?
I think normal gets redefined a lot.
True.
For years and years and years, we were not allowed to actually speak up and defend our position because, you know, you weren't supposed to talk about religion. You weren't supposed to talk about politics. Meanwhile, our kids were being indoctrinated in the schools and being essentially turned into something that was unrecognizable because we weren't defending our own faith at our own kitchen table, and certainly not in the public sphere. And as a result, we have the answer is what Donald Trump has unleashed is the power for people, giving people the okay to stand up and express what they believe and have a discussion and have an intellectual debate, not be afraid to lay yourself out there because somehow you're going to lose your job or you're going to lose there's consequences that go beyond what you're willing to do. We've been told to sit down and shut up for about 20 years before that. And quite honestly, we lost the culture war because the society said, we don't want to hear from you because it's uncomfortable. And bottom line is, the people who are driving that were the ones who are fighting the culture war in the schools against their children. And that's, you know, so you sit there, you say, what do you do? On the individual level, don't be afraid to sit down and talk about God to your kids, any grandkids, any great grandkids. Don't be afraid to sit down and talk about what's important to you, about the founding principles of the country, why they matter. That's part of fighting the culture war. That's about really showing the sacrifice that's been made to achieve a place where it can be perfected as it always needs to be. But also is the DNA is the individual liberty that was endowed by our creator. That's the DNA of America. That's what's under attack, and that's what we have to defend.
We are talking about the op-ed, The Battle for the Soul of America, and you can find that at dailytorch.com. It was written by Rick Manning, who's with us right now. Okay, it used to be said that politics is downstream from culture. Are we now living in an age where culture is now downstream from politics and the election victories?
That's a great question. I believe politics is downstream from culture still. I think Breitbart was right, but here's what happened. The left moved faster than the American people were ready to go. And the election of Donald Trump in first time was about a rebellion against getting told what you could do, what you could think, and about a guy who was basically going to shake up a corrupt system. But there wasn't as much philosophy behind it. It's kind of a leave me alone kind of vote. And so I'm going to hire somebody to go out and fight for me. Response to a government that had shown a great unwillingness to care about what the average person thought. I think the second one's a little different. I think that what's happened in the 8 years subsequent has created an environment where there's a greater determination, a greater acknowledgement of how far things have gone awry, and the Biden administration's decision to try to make it so boys can compete against girls in school and classes, in sports, in unfair competition, even when it was unsafe for the girls. I think that kind of, the idea that boys should be able to go into the girls' locker room, and it doesn't matter if it offends the girls, that they had more rights than all the girls that were in that school. It struck home because it was suddenly, it's not something that's distant. It's not some crazy thing happening in California. It's a crazy thing that's happening now in your school. That brings it home. That puts it right in front of you. The dog fight right in your lap. And then your family has to do something about it. And that's where I think they went too far, because they hadn't sufficiently enculturated the public through media and others to blissfully and blindly just accept the insanity that they were selling. Believe the science, but XX and XY are somehow not scientific anymore.
Rick, the right feels like it's been trying to turn a proverbial aircraft carrier around by undoing what the Biden administration and the left's been doing for the past few years. Do you expect the left to really put up a fight and really step up its opposition?
Yes. First of all, they are shocked. Right now, the fact that a number of the Democrats voted for the bill dealing with deporting illegals based on the murder of the woman down
Lincoln
at
Riley.
The University of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, we had Democrats voting for that. Things that wouldn't have voted before the election. You got Seth Moulton from Massachusetts, representative, under attack by Democrats because he had the audacity to say, all this transgender stuff, we went too far. And nobody stood up and spoke against it. So now he's gonna buy a primary. But you see, Democrats are sitting there looking around doing their own synopsis and autopsy of their results. And they're saying the public rejected what we were selling. Why is that? The Democrats, because they're politicians, are now going to have to kind of moderate their stances and pretend that they're not insane. Truth be told, I think the next 3 to 6 months are going to be the most significant time in terms of whether or not we're going to turn the battleship around. And we have to do more than just executive orders. We have to get Congress to actually work, pass legislation, which fundamentally resets the direction of our country. And that is going to be, it's going to be hard.
And thank you for making American Viewpoints part of your weekend. I'm Mike Ferguson, and we'll talk to you again next week.